Well, it's a little bit busier here at the Under Armour Performance Center. The players just got off the field behind us. The rookies have arrived. There's a lot more activity inside these walls here this week. So, Ryan, why don't you go ahead and start us off with this week's Ravens mailbag?
Yeah, our first question comes from Eric Vasquez. He asks, how many rookies start this season and who? Well, Eric, I really battled with this question. I went back and forth. Do I say two? Do I say three? Do I go one? You know, I'm going to go ahead and say two. That's what my gut tells me on this. I think C.J. Mosley comes in. He probably starts immediately. He's got the Alabama background with that system. It's very similar to the Ravens system. I think he probably beats out Arthur Brown for a starting job. And, by the way, he's a first-round pick.
Top 20.
So, yeah, number 17. So you probably want to get him on the field immediately. The second one is Timmy Jernigan, defensive tackle. I think he could step in immediately into Art Jones' vacated spot, but there's going to be a lot of competition there, and I think solid competition. D'Angelo Tyson is the guy there. Brandon Williams could step up there, you know? So you have different guys that could definitely be worked in ahead of him. And then third is Terrence Brooks, the safety, and this is really one I battled with. I think with Terrence, the talent is most definitely there, but it's tough to be a rookie starting safety in this league, and I could really see the Ravens going in the direction they went last year when Matt Elam was battling with Michael Huff, the veteran. I think the Ravens could kind of take a step back with Terrence Brooks and really go with a veteran this year in Darian Stewart, who they signed off free agency, at least at the start of the year.
All right, this next question deals with the undrafted free agents. Which undrafted free agents have the most potential for the Ravens? Well, everybody loves to find that diamond in the rough, and the Ravens always seem to do it. 2 years ago, Justin Tucker made the team. Last year, Marlon Brown made the team. Last year, also, safety Brennan Trawick, who I also would like to point out at rookie minicamp. Last year, I remember pointing that guy out and saying, he's big. He looks like he could be a player.
He's my guy.
Call it in. So now people want to know who could be the guys that make the team this year as the undrafted free agents. I'll give you three names, and these are ones to watch out. Sammy Seamster, cornerback from Middle Tennessee State. There's a cornerback shortage on this team, so the undrafted free agents, that was a priority. So the Ravens went and signed him. Another one is a defensive tackle from Virginia Tech, Derek Hopkins. He got the biggest signing bonus, reportedly, of any of the undrafted free agents. And sometimes you follow the money to see which team. Yeah. That can be a sign. That can be a sign. And then the third one that I'll give you is James Hurst, an offensive tackle from North Carolina. This kid was a top 50 prospect coming out of high school. He had offers from all the big schools, Alabama, Georgia, Florida, Ohio State, had them all. He chose North Carolina, was a four-year starter there, would have been drafted a lot higher, but he broke his leg in the tail end of his college season, so that dropped him down. He was an undrafted free agent. So those three guys, we'll keep an eye on them during rookie minicamp and throughout this entire offseason.
Well, our next question comes from Alex Meyer. Alex asks, what made Keith Wenning a pick for you? Well, this is my chance to brag a little bit.
You did have him pegged to the Ravens.
I nailed Keith Wenning to the Ravens in the sixth round on the head. A boom.
You can gloat on that for a while.
Yeah, I'm going to soak it in. I think Keith Wenning was a pick for the Ravens and for myself for some reasons that he's kind of Joe Flacco-esque. And I'm not saying he is Joe Flacco or whatnot, but he has some characteristics like Flacco. He's really cool under pressure. Wenning had 10 fourth quarter comebacks over his career. That really says a lot. Plus, I think he's a guy that fits well into Gary Kubiak's system. He can run that West Coast system. He's really good on bootlegs, moving on the pocket, still hitting his target on some crossing patterns. Really good on tape on that. So I think the Ravens see him as a developmental guy who could come in possibly and win some games if, God forbid, Joe Flacco were to go down. He can come in and run Gary Kubiak's system.
All right, you talk about Gary Kubiak. Richie has an idea for you. He thinks, what about the possibility of an Andre Johnson-Gary Kubiak reunion here in Baltimore? Andre Johnson made some comments recently about potentially wanting out of Houston, that he doesn't know if that's where his long-term future is at this point of his career. He also said that he wants to play for a contender, so he's not sure if Houston's the place for him right now. Now, I would maybe say this is a possibility if the Ravens hadn't signed Steve Smith this offseason. So they've already got one veteran wide receiver added to the roster this offseason. Also, keep in mind, this would have to be a trade situation. Houston would have to trade him to the Ravens. He has a huge contract, so that would be prohibitive for two reasons. One, it would cost a lot for Houston to get rid of him. Two, it would cost a lot for the Ravens to take him on. So the idea of him reuniting with Gary Kubiak all sounds fun and nice. Yeah. But I don't really think it's going to happen.
Well, plus, the Ravens didn't even use the draft pick on a wide receiver until the seventh round,
right.
So that's probably an indication. Our last question comes from Brian Merritt on Google Plus, and Brian asks, what's the plan for the offensive line? Well, Brian, I think it's to, you know, pass block a little bit, probably run block a little bit better than last year. That's the plan. But in all seriousness, really things haven't changed from before the draft. The Ravens didn't select an offensive tackle at any point, so really you're still looking at Eugene Monroe at left tackle, Kelechi Osemele at left guard, Jeremy Zuta at center, Marshall Yana at right guard, and Ricky Wagner at right tackle. Really, the only thing that could probably change that starting lineup is if Ricky Wagner isn't ready to start. If he shows that over the course of the summer, then you're probably moving KO over to right tackle, and that throws a curveball into things.
All right, so that's all the questions for us for this week's Ravens Mailbag. But keep in mind, you want to check out stuff over the weekend. This practice field behind us is going to be packed as the rookies get on the field for rookie minicamp. We'll bring you all the coverage of that. And also, if you haven't booked a trip this summer, there's a trip at Ocean City coming up later this month, Ravens Beach Bash. So that would be a nice way to get out there, mingle with some former players, some current players, and bring the whole family out for that. So that's it for us. Send in those questions using hashtag Ravens Mailbag in the future. Thanks for watching, and have a great weekend.